afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you this special radio broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
It's been that way for 2 hours. And the tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
Hey, we're back. 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. I'm kind of hesitant to actually bring this up.
It's Valentine's Day.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
We actually celebrated yesterday.
You did?
Oh, man. Yeah, it was incredible.
I heard Nick's making some special Valentine's treats today by hand.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Good for
as
him.
As long as he washes them before he does. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of exciting stuff going on. Love is in the air. Do you have that song?
Is it in the air? I thought it was pollen and dirt.
It is pollen.
Because it's in my eyes and nose and ears.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I can tell you that, mister.
Well, get back to what I was going to say. I'm very hesitant to bring this up because I tell you something. It is beyond confusing. And it's really one of the problems that we have right now that is... It's really impossible to deal with, and that is the while we have a tremendous flow of information, much of it, if not most of it, is misinformation, and this is certainly true with internet net neutrality, they call it. Great name, right? How could you be against net neutrality? Well, I got to tell you. It is nothing but a sea of propaganda. And the only thing that I know for sure is that I'm incredibly jaded and skeptical of government involvement in the internet. So from that perspective, my opinion is butt out. But I have to tell you, most of the information that you're hearing about net neutrality is absolutely wrong. And I'll tell you what this reminds me of. And I don't care which side of the argument you fall on. I think you'd have to admit that when Obamacare was put through as legislation, nobody read it. The people that voted for it within Congress did not read it, did not know the details. The insurance companies still don't know the details of some of the things and how they need to do stuff legally. It is so convoluted and so overwhelming and so... And the reports so inaccurate and disingenuous that it just makes it difficult for anybody to know what's going on. Same thing with net neutrality and the involvement of the government in net neutrality. Some parts of the net neutrality argument sound really good. Some of the anti-net neutrality arguments sound really good. The reality is I can't tell what's true and what's not. Now, maybe there's some of you out there that can. I can't tell you the number of hours I have researched this, read the details of what people want to do, and it changes nonstop. And I believe, unfortunately, that much of it is purposely obfuscated, so it makes it impossible to really know what's going on. Very dangerous, because... could end up really changing the way we interact with the internet. And we just don't want to go into that sort of thing lightly. It needs to be very transparent, very clear, very well documented exactly what these potential laws mean before we vote them in or vote them down. I mean, it may not be right to vote down net neutrality. It may not be right to vote it into existence. I can't tell. And it's really a very difficult thing to do is to get up here in front of a microphone and say, I have no clue and I have no way of knowing what the clue is. I can tell you what the main issues are. I can tell you what people think and say things mean and what the intent is and what the actual effect will be. But it changes daily. And it's very, very troubling. I don't know how anyone, I mean, even the people that write the laws, unfortunately, nowadays, don't even know what they mean. It's just incredible to me. So net neutrality, yes or no? Good question. As I started with my discussion of this, my one thing that I know concretely, in general, all things being equal, I am not for the government getting involved in anything, almost anything. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. I mean, one of the things that happened, I'll give you an example of the confusion I'm talking about. And you may have heard about this, how Netflix was talking about Comcast throttling their customers' access because it was so much bandwidth. Mm-hmm. Turned out it wasn't Comcast. Turned out it was another provider that had nothing to do with that. And they were actually using that as a means to forward the argument of net neutrality. So people can't throttle, people can't do this. Well, the very thing they were using as an example of why this bill, this law was so important, was utterly false. Now, I'm not saying they were purposely lying. I think most people didn't realize what was happening, and they didn't really become aware of who was doing the throttling until sort of after the fact. But it's a great example of where they were really pushing net neutrality, using this throttling as an example, and it didn't occur. So, what do you do? I don't know. It's very, very challenging, very difficult. Seems like, well, it's like anything, you know. A few of what you need is good. Too many of what you need becomes a problem. And after a while, if you've got way too much, it is overwhelming. And I think that's where we are with our information situation. We're like data hoarders, and we can't deal with it.
Sure.
We got stuff stacked to the ceiling. We're swimming through it, and we have no idea what we're even dealing with. And you know, you and I think, well, you know, I'm just Dave Mason. I'm not a government agency. Guess what? They can't deal with it either. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that's important to understand. You know, you got to get a legislator sitting in Washington, D.C., who's probably less capable of dealing with it and getting to the truth than you are. And we need to understand that. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK.
So you did your Valentine's yesterday, you said? You had dinner or something with Gina?
Yeah, the wife was working today, so.
Ah, look at you.
So we did that yesterday.
Oh, very good.
Didn't invite you.
Yeah, thank you.
We wanted to have some mashed potatoes to ourselves.
Oh, you had the old mashed potato dinner.
Yeah.
Very
mashed potato
good.
Dinner.
Nothing says loving like mashed potatoes in the oven. That's a good.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. You know, one of the things that's happening, 4K TVs are not really a mainstream thing yet. I mean, they're certainly available now. Not a lot of content, not a huge force in the market, but they are a force in the market in one respect. And this is one thing that we want to take advantage of in the next few months, is as 4K TVs become more widely available, they're going to put great price pressure on HD TVs. So be prepared for that. Your decision may not be, oh my goodness, do I need to, you know, mortgage the house, put a second mortgage on the house so I can get a 4K TV. No, your decision may be, don't mortgage the house, put off the 4K, get a new HD TV, bigger, higher screen refresh rate, maybe a 240 instead of a 60 or whatever you had before, maybe a 55-inch as opposed to a 47-inch. And that's the price, or that's the choice you make because of the price pressure that 4K TVs are going to begin to exert on HD TVs. It's really, I love it when this sort of thing happens. I'm an early adopter in terms of testing. I'm a late adopter in terms of buying stuff because I'm so price sensitive. I love it when the pressure of pricing with new items comes on board in the marketplace. Well, you can tell by that funky music in the background, we're flat out of time. We're off to have some hot dogs. In the meantime, you have a safe, sane, sober weekend. When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.